you, America. Welcome to the tall war. Loyalty lies only with warrior, and they will scrap only if I give them the order. And you feeling itchy, you got something to say? Just know we hop this way. Nobody else is suited for this other than us. I know it's crazy, but we work with it and don't give a damn. Welcome to the show. If you don't know the name, we call it Hop This Way.
Welcome back, onions and ducks alike. How is everybody today? Hope you're having a great day. Welcome back to the Hop This Way show.
Yes. Thank you.
Another week and another host lighter. I feel like next week it's just going to be used two ladies.
No.
Frank's running a little bit late. He will be joining us soon. And as we've told you for the past few weeks, Matt has been sitting in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in the actor world, with the SAG actors, with the strike. But once that strike is over, you got to believe Money Matt, the heartthrob himself, will be back. And hello, everybody. Melanie, how are you? Face blue smiling. I have no idea what that means, but thank you. Hey, first time watching live.
Thank you for joining us live.
And thank you so much to everybody who is watching, especially on YouTube there. As I said, joining us this week, we've got, of course, the one and only Miss Stephanie Young. How are you?
Oh, good. I think I'm still traumatized from Thursday.
Right?
Yes.
Right? How are you feeling, Rebecca? We got Miss Rebecca Nishi down there.
I'm great. Thank you.
I'm excited
for tonight to discuss this episode.
Do you guys need therapy after that last episode or what?
Oh, okay.
Somebody's already calling the cops because they need therapy.
Exactly. No, right away after that episode, I watched it again because my friend was sleeping. I was staying at her house. So I watched it. Then she woke up and she was, wait, okay, is it over? I said, no, there's five more minutes. Whatever it was, and she stayed in her room. So then I watched it again with her, and then we went over to where, you know, we had to have a video call with my sister to recap.
of course, because you've got your sister in on all this now.
Yes, I'm so happy.
Austin Judd McCarthy says, hey, this week's episode was another banger, brutal but brilliant. Can't wait for the finale and that season four renewal.
Yeah,
fingers crossed. I keep saying six seasons in a movie. I'm hoping so.
But I think so, too.
But will we have anybody from the original cast left by season six? Melly says, aha, I didn't know either about the face blue smiling.
Love you, too.
Derek Chin, yes, what's up, brother?
Derek!
And RCR chiming in with the most hop this way quote ever. Fuck it, shit, fuck. Sorry for swearing again. it's quite apropos for the episode that we just saw here. Another, and they said it in the comments. I forget who it was. Sorry, Austin said it, but another absolute banger. Is this the best season?
Hard to say, but it's really good.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I feel like. Even people are saying there's not as much action this year, but I still feel like the storytelling's like way above what it was before. And they have so many different stories that they're juggling all at once with so many different characters that are receiving focus, and they're doing it so well. Yeah. I mean,
there's so much content, but it's how they lay up the next scene. So there was one scene where, again, you know, it was just the look from Assam.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. They cut to the next scene. Okay, then it leaves you hanging. Okay. They're still leaving you hanging within the episode with each one of the little segments.
Yeah, which is kind of great. It's almost like that drug leaving you wanting more, you know. Francisco says that episode was insane from start to finish. Absolutely. And thank you again to everybody that is commenting on YouTube. If you are watching on our Facebook page, we absolutely love you as well. But if you can, we would love for you to go over to the Hop This Way show on YouTube. Give us a subscribe. give the video a like and comment from there, because it helps us like you would not believe. From our hearts to yours, thank you so much. But if you are someone like me who loves to get your podcast on the go and listen while you work out or while you're walking or while you're doing whatever, we have got you covered there as well, because we have got the podcast. You can find the podcast, the Hop This Way podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Amazon. And please do us that favor and go and give us a like. Now that I've got that out of the way.
Right. But then they can hear us like sniveling, because I feel like we're just going to burst into tears over this episode. I can't.
I know. Should we just get into it? Did you see the new? Did you see the beginning to the open I added just for this week?
Yes.
Our girl.
Oh my god! I can't. Like, okay.
So
are we jumping in?
We're gonna jump in feet first. You know what? We're gonna spin right in. That a girl. What a way for this to open. Like, I mean, they got right into it. Strickland's coming home. He's finding all his people all murked and all been taken out. And why? Just waiting there for him. I mean, like an assassin in the dark. I mean, Jenny, all the flowers, all the love.
We love you, Jenny.
What? I mean, oh. And I don't know. This is Brett. I'm blaming Brett for this. Not for what happened to Jenny, but for getting our hopes up, because she starts this fight off strong and taking it to Strickland. But then Strickland kind of quickly takes over things, hands her sword back, and is like, all right, let's go. And then cut to the title. Like, what a great cold open. Okay, so we're getting a lot of comments here. JP Image is saying rip Father June. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves here, but yeah, exactly. Austin says every season is phenomenal, literally no bad episodes, but this season is easily the best. Literally every single scene in every episode this season has had so much depth in writing and acting. I could not agree more.
They're getting me. It's the heartstrings. It's just the segments are perfect. I think they're perfect, perfectly timed, and they just get you. And then you go from, oh, well, we're going to have tea, to boom, action. And it's just drag. The emotional turmoil. Oh my goodness. It's lovely.
The turmoil is real. Johnny Salinas says there has to be a season four. After this last episode, how bad are they going to leave us hanging? Too much going on to not continue. I agree. I hope we get more seasons and not a movie right away. Austin said they called it last week. Y'all telling me she was going to make it out gave me false hope. I knew she was going to take out that whip guy, though. Man, super hard to lose Lie, but she was a 10-for-10 character. Absolutely.
I thought she was going after the whip guy.
Yeah, me too. But she got him, though. Like, that was that first death.
That's right.
Damn it. God damn it. I wasn't ready. Screams at the sky. Lie. The cold open was amazing. She was done when he handed her back her sword. Yeah, when you're in a fight with somebody and you get knocked down and they're like, come on, get back up. Right here. Let me help you. You're done. Just stay down. Austin says a toy's gonna go all out next week though, and I can't wait to see her destroy that man in a sword fight. Is there any chance she and Leary end up teaming up somehow mid fight? He has a big beef now too. Well, we will definitely get in that. Jenny was awesome. Rip, says Mel. We'll get into that, because this open with Lie, like we said, in the cold open, that amazing jump is how it ends right there. But then we come back. And Bill has got some visitors at his house. And you see Bill's a little worse for the wear. And the cops are there. And they are not alone. They are joined by Mayor Buckley. And Mayor Buckley's like, you know why I'm here? And Bill's like, I kind of got an idea. And he's like, seems the chief of police is in the hospital right now. And he's claiming you did that to him. And he's like, he said that? He's like, Well, he's not going to say nothing because why is Jaws wide shut? But I love that the fact that he followed that up with, but the fellow officers all said he got drunk and fell down the stairs or whatever.
Oh, that was lovely.
I'm like, wow, like this is so great. Rebecca, what are you thinking of Bill's rise again? Because we started off a little iffy on Bill for the first couple seasons.
Yeah, many people left up this possibility, and I wasn't sure. I wasn't expecting that he was coming to become the chief of police now. So it was a surprise for me, because I wasn't believing on that actual possibility. I don't know why. But many people were hoping and like having this idea that was going to happen. But I'm happy for him.
Me too. And I'm happy for Kieran too, because Kieran has been we say this about every actor on the show, but Kieran has been fucking killing it this season. Like, this has been the season of Bill, it feels like. I mean, this has been Bill's redemption arc almost.
And yet, he looked to his wife for the final say.
He really did. As you see, Emily in the background there, who's, I mean, again, she is such a powerhouse too. Like, when every scene they give her, I mean, if she's talking, you're captivated. When she's not talking and she's talking without words and she's emoting, I mean, you're even more captivated. Like, Emily, if this show does not win an Emmy this year for anything, I'm going to be so mad. Like, legit.
She has powerful eyes.
Like, yes.
Yeah, she
has piercing eyes. Piercing eyes. Mm-hmm.
She's got those same, she gives those same eyes that my ex-wife used to give me. And they weren't happy eyes. Francisco says, Lai did a good job, but I knew she wouldn't make it. Derek Chin says, everyone watching and listening needs a hop this way. T-shirt and a mug. Yes. I mean, you know, you can get yourself a mug like this. We've got new mugs as well. We've got a shirt. We've got a wine cozy. And how, you say, how do I get all this stuff that obviously Derek Chin has got as well? Because why wouldn't he? Well, it's quite simple, folks. And, you go to Shopify and look up the Hop This Way show on myshopify.com, and you can find all your Hop This Way needs. Whee! And there will be more stuff coming.
Yes, that was especially made for Derek with the update with the mug, okay? Because he needs a 15-ounce. He needs more coffee. He and my sister had a whole comment, you know, a couple comments in the group, the warrior group. I'm like, oh, well, okay, there we go. And then somebody else just ordered the mug too.
Awesome. You people are great. We love you. And when I say you people, I don't mean it in a negative way. I mean, you people, I love you. So after Bill and the mayor have their little tete-a-tete and Bill becomes the new chief of police, we switch over to Yamin and Assam, and Assam showing her some of the chop that young June's guys are making. And he's like, okay, it's time. You got to get out of here because these guys are too close right now. And he doesn't need you right now. Like, we've got you replaced here, and now you're a bigger liability. So, and this, I mean, these guys are brothers, right? I don't understand how young June would want to get rid of her if this is his brother's love, you know? What are you guys thinking about the whole situation with Jason, of course, who plays young June, Assam, and Yan Min?
Well, I think young June has been shown this season since the beginning that he's becoming, I don't know, a little bit authoritative, and Assam is capturing that. And as we always compare the Oh my God, The Godfather.
Oh yeah, yes, yes, The Godfather to this.
So he's totally becoming that very tough leader and has no sentiment for anyone and becoming paranoid and all those stuff. I think Sam now is a little bit afraid. He doesn't feel like he controls Yang Jun as he used to do in the past.
I think also Yang Jun doesn't have that same feeling for women, meaning not saying he thinks they're expendable, but I don't think he really, you know, considers them part of the picture.
Yeah.
You know, so I think he's skipping right over it. Like, you know, if there's a risk, he's ready to eliminate the risk.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right with that there. And sadly, I mean, this is what's going to tear them apart even more, you know?
Mm. Except, see, that's the thing. Except, you know, the previews, right?
Ah! Thanks, Mel. Okay. Thanks. She's wearing her shirt and she got her mug as well.
Okay, Blueface. I'm like, which Melanie? I'm like, okay, because you're Mel Beth. So yeah. you confuse me with names. I love you. What was I saying? Oh, so the previews to the next one, when all of this gets mixed up, that's the thing. I don't think it's going to go that way.
I haven't seen the previews yet. Have they put the previews up yet for the next week? Yeah, I haven't watched.
Yeah, it was at the end. So I won't say anything. You have to watch.
I'll watch.
I think something is going to happen, then conveniently other things go, and I don't know. I think Assam's going to be stuck back in, and he can't leave with her.
Francisco says, that shocked me too. I thought it'd go as Bill assumed, since Atwood was so awful.
True.
Austin says, oof, I thought my main man Bill was going to prison, but they literally just said, meh. Bill's wife is currently underrated in this series. She's a definition of a ride or die. They're the goats. They're pretty freaking great. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes.
Hate to say it, she's gonna die. Assam can't have nice things. Yeah, Yanmin might not be long for this world. Austin says things have been super stressful in Chinatown for him, though, because of my Ling's deal. So I get his position. I don't think Yang Jun would hurt her if he knew he loved her, but I think he does. I think he does know her. And Mel says she loves you too.
Uh-huh. Hi, honey.
And the last thing Austin says, the thing is, though, while he's definitely need to be reined in, sometimes his position isn't necessarily wrong. Assam validated every doubt he had this episode. Father June was right. Agent of chaos. Yeah. You can't trust Assam. Like Assam only went into the Tong and burned in, you know, just to kind of fit in somewhere. And not get shipped back over across the salt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go from there back to the police station to Bill wearing his chief uniform. And that's right, the Secret Service are there. And look how proud Lee is. Man, I love Tom. Mm-hmm. He's just so great. And he seems so genuine. And this was a really fun moment, especially for us fans, I think. Like, for us getting to see Bill get that final, like, I feel that was the final piece of his redemption. Now, this scares me, though, because I said this before. Once Bill's finally redeemed, does his character have anything left to give to the show aside from a death?
Hmm.
Like, are we going to see Bill, are we going to lose Bill next week?
No way. I don't think they could do that to us.
Yeah, I hope they don't. I hope they don't either. I'm
saying. Did you guys miss that nod? Did you miss that one little moment?
No.
When he's in the station and he's about to walk into his office.
Oh, and yes, and he fixes the
yes the tribute to the former chief who passed away.
What was the actor name? Rebecca? You knew the name, the former chief who passed away.
See, no, today.
As we put her on the spot.
Flanagan.
Flanagan.
Yes.
Yeah, but do you know the actor's name or? That's okay. We'll find it, or somebody will post it in the comments there.
Well, when we're having a video recap with my sister, you know, we were discussing that, and I said, you know, the little tribute. She said, "Wait, what did happen to him?" And then I told her that the actor passed away. That's it. My sister was teary again. That's it. That was just such a special moment. just
a little adjustment.
Just
in tribute.
Little... Mm-hmm. Well, and it was tough on us all. And then from there, from, you know, the salutations and all the good times here, Assam goes and visits Atoy, who is, I mean, dressed to the nines again. Like, I mean, she's living her best life in this role, right? Like, I mean, the outfits and just how they do her up every week. I mean,
the hair,
just everything. And she is a boss, like legit boss. But it's at this point where Assam's like, this is his confidant and he's telling her what's going on. And he says, I don't think I'm part of this Hopway anymore or the Hopway is for me. And she's like, I don't think it ever was. And I believe that, like, you know, mm-hmm. I think we've all felt that watching the show progress. And, you know, I love Assam and Young June, but I mean, this is almost going to be, to me, this is the comic book nerd in me. This is Lex Luthor and Clark Kent, like the two that, like, go back to Smallville or you go back to some of the classic comics where they grew up in Smallville together and they were best friends. Mm. I still don't understand how Lex Luthor, the smartest man on the planet, didn't figure out that was his Clark was Superman. But anyways, what a great rivalry, because there's so much love and respect between them that, you know, Young June is going to hate Assam, like, and he will do crazy, crazy things. Like, he may go off more unhinged than what we've seen Mai Ling do this season. Okay, so Mal says she might not make that train.
Right.
Exactly. And Austin says Young June told him not to get attached, though. I think on his mind, he's trusting Assam to keep those boundaries up and not fall for her. But he has to see her, like, see them interacting at all these different things. Like, Atoy's seen them, like, making mm-hmm. out. Yeah, I think it's more than, you know, a crush. Was super conflicted. Assam's a hero, but betraying his brothers like this isn't cool either, especially since Assam is technically responsible for Father June's death. Yes, you're absolutely right. Because if he would have just left like Father June told him to, and, you know, and not tried to avenge Shannon Lee's son that episode, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching the interviews with Flanagan's actor back when season 2 was airing. Rip, underrated characters, just like Bill's wife. It was super classy tribute. Absolutely. And I love that they did do that tribute. So next.
Remember that Chow is going to add something to that visit to the printing shop mm-hmm. or whatever it's called. So
Chop Chop.
It's going to happen. And there is the scene between Hong, Assam, and Young Jun when they say, we are brothers, we are here for each other, right? We don't need anyone else or a love affair or anything. We are here for each other, and Assam's kind of regretted. I don't
distant.
Know. Or guilty. Guilty.
He's distant. He's like, you know.
Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Always.
And you can see him being conflicted right there, like Rebecca was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's near the end of the episode, but great moment. But the next moment we saw, Mai Ling and then Lee Young coming back, and Lee Young's own men, well, I shouldn't say his own men, but the men that have served under him for so long, forming a wall between him and Mai Ling. And as he tries to approach, one of them step in his way, same guy we've seen since the very first episode, mm-hmm. that's died a million times and come back again. Leung stops him in his tracks, and the rest of the men acquiesce and all step aside
mm-hmm.
and show where their true loyalties are. And then he walks up to Mai Ling, and he's like, did you really think I would hurt you? And she's like, I don't know. And
remember where we were discussing in the last episode if the guys would follow Leung or Mai Ling, and it was quite surprising that they chose Mai Ling, because, you know, Leung is almost the Sifu or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. First time commenter here. Danielle Maddox says, Lee Young and Assam are parallels. Both could have had the thongs, but didn't take them. Both are leaving for women. Both are morally upstanding, and neither will make it out of Chinatown.
Boom.
Said. And thank you for joining the show.
Yay.
Austin says, I think it's going to set up Assam having to join with Mai Ling against an enraged Young June. Would be great storytelling, but I really don't want my guys to break up their brotherly dynamic. My fave. I know. Hong, too. Like, I feel bad for him, honestly. He's stuck in the middle. I see Assam leaving the Hopway. Him and Young June are going to have it out. Also, poor Hong caught in the middle. Yeah, like I just said. And Francisco says, like they had a chance, right? They could have had it all. I will never do that again. I shouldn't even say that. I probably will. So we move on from there to we see Nellie Davenport again, and she's back at a toys, and she's brought the body of Lai with her, and Lai was dropped on her front doorstep. This was tough. I don't know if this was tougher than this or watching a toy later on clean the body, the lifeless body of Lai. She got it ready for what I would assume is her burial. Yeah, that was tough. Go ahead, Steph.
Oh, you know, I mean, I think, you know, I've watched some people's comments about, you know, do we know what connection they had? Was she from the same place as, you know, Atoy? But regardless, she was like a daughter. And I think she did come from the same area, which was why Atoy knew, you know, how she was raised. You know, so there's a bond there. And obviously we know that she's been the mother figure, but, you know, we know that Lai went off on her own. She risked it. So, like, you know, that look on Atoy's face of like, wait, she didn't know any of this was even in the works. How the hell? So the emotion is just, you're ready to just burst into tears because that's her daughter. That is her daughter.
Absolutely.
For the madam, for the one who's, you know, in this role, that's her daughter. And, you know, even down to the whole conversation of let's get all serious. Now, you know, Atoy, the figure Atoy was very possibly, I think, the first Chinese woman to come to the U.S. Or something like that. And so she was from Toisan. So the whole portion of whether or not women were allowed and how these things happen and then they're smuggled in and so on and so on. It's right there. Like they didn't have an opportunity to have normal relationships. So having that mother-daughter type relationship was, you know, they needed it. They needed it, which makes it all the more tragic.
Absolutely. Austin says, so did anyone else think she was alive for a hot minute? I wasn't sure, but decided she was dead, but they totally confused me again when the body was being washed and I thought she wasn't dead. Yeah, I think somebody else said that maybe in the group or maybe in our group chat.
See, she was wearing white. Atoy is wearing white.
Yeah.
And that is what you wear in Chinese culture when someone has passed. That's the funeral color is white.
Daniel says, I really think Assam and Lee Young should get together. Assam is very like Mai Ling, and Lee Young should see that and follow him. Lee Young is a follower. Assam is a leader. They would be a good duo. I don't know that Assam is a leader yet because he hasn't really done anything to lead anything, and everything he's done has been self-serving or something that he believes in, you know?
He's a natural leader. Like, he doesn't want to take that part. But, you know, even Leary tells him that painting in the wall doesn't say that you're not.
Yes, and that's right. Asks
for
the leader. Tell
people not to go to the other side of the city. And he says, I don't run this place. And Leary says that painting in the wall says otherwise. And even influencing Young Jun in season 2 to take over the tongue. So he's a natural leader, but he doesn't want to take that part. He doesn't want to take that place, but he could.
And you know, speaking of Leary, that brought us up to the next scene with him and Strickland going over at the new train yard, and then Strickland basically, you know, double crossing Leary and saying, "Listen, I'm sorry, the Chinese just work way cheaper than the Irish will, and I will never get rid of them. You know, you can make it, make yourself rich and powerful, and then you can get your own guys' jobs. But until then, you know, basically fuck off." And and you could see Leary was pissed. And we'll get into more of that. But I want to jump ahead to the next scene. And maybe some of the most poignant acting we've seen so far on this series. And I mean, this one hit hard because the three of us are, not just the three of us, but the entire show, we're all so close with Perry, and Perry's been kind enough to be on the show. So is Jason. So a lot of the actors have been on the show, but Perry was like just a treat for all of us because, I mean, much like the head of the Tong, I feel like he's the head of that show. You know, I don't mean like Assam. I don't mean like Andrew Koji. I mean, but I feel like everybody on that show looks up to Perry just like we did.
The paternal figure, the you know, the parent figure.
Exactly.
In the bunch.
And we got a scene where the doctor basically tells Jason or young June that Father June's blood is poisoned. And basically there's nothing you can do. And Perry sits or has young June sit down with him and they discuss things, and Perry's like, do the right thing, you know, make me proud. He's like, I was a young man and I was feared and respected. Don't let me be remembered as, you know, this babbling fool. And reluctantly, young June fulfills his father's wish and unalives him. With the throat chop there, and then the beautiful, my boy, like that last moment of pride, that Jason, that not Jason, but that young June has been looking for since the first episode that we've seen of this show. He's been chasing that. I think even more so than chasing the love, he's been chasing that respect from Perry, and Perry gave it to him at that point. And go ahead, Becca.
No, waiting for recognition. And I was waiting for this moment since 2019. I was hoping that sometime in the series they would get to this point. Unfortunately, Father June had to die, but it was very touching. I cried a lot.
Steph?
Oh, I was bawling, of course. You know, I mean, you know, I mean, so he's iconic. He's the parental figure. You know, the fact that we actually have gotten to know him, you know, and his activism and everything, you know, just having such a moment, such a perfect, like how it was filmed was perfect because you're, you know, when it panned away from Perry to, you know, to Jason, you know, seeing, you know, the motion of the hands, you know, so you're not even seeing, mm-hmm. you know, Father Jordan when he's actually doing it, but you can see his body move a little bit. Just the gentle, you know, moment that happened is just absolutely priceless. And we, I mean, the part is that we all knew that this was possible. So the stressful part is, damn it. Okay. We can't lose Perry, but we also know that there needed to be the more proper passing of the torch. Everything he said made sense. Everything he said. Absolutely. You know, he needed to have that moment, and you can see when he did that, or actually later, you know, you see that growth. All of a sudden, the look on Jason's face. So tribute to his acting is you see the look on his face when he's going from son to head of the Tong. You see the maturity of like, okay, no, it's this is now. Time. That's it. Yeah, you see it. That was epic. Epic.
All right. Let's catch up on some comments here. A lot of comments. Austin Judd McCarthy says, when they get a new season, I'd love for that storyline to be developed into deeper where she's from. how it's connected to Lai, who trained her, bring back Zing, and we have the recipe for a showdown. Francisco says, do you guys think it'd be better for Atoy to unalive Strickland or Leary? I think it'd be more powerful for Atoy and Nelly. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think it would be great that if I don't even know if I want to say it that way. I think it would be great if Leary starts with Strickland and Strickland starts to win the fight, and it's Atoy and Nelly that save Leary.
Oh.
You know? Because at first I was thinking it'd be kind of cool if it was the other way around, but I don't want him to be their savior either. I think it's a better story if they save him, you know?
Well, she's got something up her sleeve, Nelly.
Oh, for sure she does, because you saw that. And we're going to get into that as well. Toy and Leary tag team. Leary is going to kick some ass. I will miss Perry. Oh, yeah, okay. We're all missing Perry. I love Leary, even though I don't like his views. I love that I feel... he respects Assam, yet sees Strickland as a crapwad. Yeah, yeah, I could see that. Called this last week too. This was a really hard scene to watch. I was definitely crying when Young Jun was getting emotional. Yeah, Jason. I mean, oh my God. We talk about everybody else's acting performances, but Jason this season as well, because he has to play like that paranoid yet, you know, tough guy that's taking on the weight of the world. Amazing performances combined with the funeral scene. I'm a sobbing mess. We're going to get to that. I wish this would symbolize to Leary that the Chinaman can be more worthy men than shitty white guys. I mean, everybody can be pretty shitty. You know who can't be shitty, though, ever, that I find? And that's one of my favorite people. And I know it's all of one of your favorite people as well. And that's the professor himself, the one and only. Mr. French John!
Hey!
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
How are you? On the car ride, dodging traffic. hear the ups and downs.
Yeah, there's been some lots of ups and downs. Here we go. While you're getting ready there, we'll go through the rest of these real quick. Danielle Maddox, who's another, like I said, a first-time listener here, says, the hot boy lost Father June. Long Z lost the elders. Second in commands are ditching the popsicle stands, and both Tongs had deals go bad with white ladies and Germans. Show me the lie. There is no lie in that. Had goosebumps over the Father June scene. I really love Young June. Super poignant scenes this season with his dad. To be honest, what kind of irks me about what Yan Mi tells Assam, she frames the Tongs as evil when Young Jun is forced it as Assam. Missed on that. Very parallel. Also, Mai Ling and June were both arrested. Neither of these Tongs are going to make it. Maybe Li Young and Assam can win as Chinatown protesters. Fuck the politician, says Mel. And not to crap all over Yan Mi, I get her perspective too, but yeesh. Hong's story proved how complicated and cynical the Tong life can be. They fought the Irish just as hard Assam did. I'm conflicted. And think they will all gang up on them. And he likes my idea that Leary being saved by Atoy, but she definitely needs to get the kill after multiple atrocities he did to her. Absolutely. Frank, so far, I don't know if you know where we are in the story right now. We just finished talking about Father June's death. What did you think of this whole episode overall, and particularly this scene with Jason and Perry?
Was too emotional.
Sorry. Go ahead, Frank.
You go.
I think you're on mute. Yeah, your mic's not working there. Your mic was working. Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Good. Can you hear me now?
Oh,
good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that was we talked about before. I talked about before where that type of scene is very significant because And Perry plays a lot of these types of figures, but you don't see too many of those moments in any sort of Western media about with a Asian father to Asian son passing the torch moment, right? Yes. So that was the last of it. That was the final torch path, right? So he said earlier in season two, when they were about to take over the Tong, "I am the Tong."
Yes.
Right. Earlier in this season, Young Jun said the Hopway has to come first. So in many ways, this is his final legacy. He is the Hopway. He's passing it on to his son. His son is now going to put the Hopway first and foremost. So his son is actually going to be preserving his legacy in the most desired way that Father Jun would have wanted.
Mm.
So you could think of it that way, as Father Jun lives on. But yes, the man himself, after he's gone, he becomes in many ways maybe even bigger than when he was.
And
the character of Father Jun, did you guys talk about the Chow eulogy yet?
No, we haven't got there yet. We haven't got there yet. We're gonna get to that.
But that was a nice little touch up at the end too.
Mm.
You know, now we know who was in that coffin.
Right.
You caught it right from the beginning, Zeus. You caught it from the beginning of the season. And you see the hatches go pop, 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 right? So that was the send off, but also Harry's character, Father Jun, becoming bigger than life.
Right.
Right. That was a legendary moment. Right. So that's and how is that gonna change Young Jun? I think I know. Right. I think we talked a lot before, right? We talked about how he's been immature, how he's been brash, how he doesn't think before he acts. I think this is his transformation into a cold-hearted leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's where I heard a little bit of it coming in, where you guys were talking about him having more and more of a falling out with Assam, right? And he's already made that connection in his head. He's blaming Assam for what happened to his father.
Mm.
And also he knows Assam is not going to put the Hopway first.
Right.
So there's getting to be the point where there's less and less reason for them to be friends.
Mm.
Very true. Like they may be brothers and you love your brother, but you don't have to like them. Right. And that could be where we're heading right now. I think we're heading more towards the Cain and Abel.
Comparing to Michael Corleone again, remember that he killed his own brother, Fredo.
Yeah. Well, you're killing me, Fredo.
You broke my heart.
He did.
You broke my heart, Fredo. I meant Young Jun. This is Austin Judd saying, I meant Young Jun is just as forced into the Tong lifestyle as Assam is. He was born into it, never, ever been to China. He's not some evil dictator. He's doing the only thing he can to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And Melanie says, can you hear me now?
Good.
Austin also says, and the Tongs directly protect Chinatown and invest into the economy. And I just think it's more black and white than Yan Mi perspective. There are issues for sure, but they're also necessary. Mm-hmm. Necessary evils, if you will.
Well, that's the story of how they all start. They all start for the sake of protection.
Yep.
Connecting within the community. I mean, you're talking about people who come here with no network, no rights, no common language with the people who are already here. So it's the only logical way for survival if they're going to stick around.
Yeah,
but which yes, after, over time it does morph. Father Jun, you were talking about Father Jun also earlier when I just came in. It's like, you know, there's actually an interesting character from the 1880s and 1890s in San Francisco Chinatown named Little Pete.
And okay.
He was actually one of the most well-known criminal outlaws folks in the U.S. at the time, Little Pete of Chinatown. So he was from China, came to the U.S. and built up an empire here, or a criminal enterprise here, similar to how they were describing with Father Jun and Long Z. So it's
no way. Man, so it's the same.
I don't think
it's the same, but it's probably. I'm sure there was some inspiration from those kind of figures, just like probably to different degrees, you know. So Atoy was inspired by real life Atoy. Lira was inspired by Dennis Kearney. Some others are probably combinations of different people throughout history. Assam was inspired by Bruce Lee. So Assam was written by Bruce Lee. So
yeah, it's
a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Got a couple here. Little Pete gangster died badly.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Derek knows that story. So it's he got to the point where he had to walk around with bodyguards. Shout out to Forgotten Streets, the YouTube channel that that featured a story about him. And the day he just sent them somewhere to go do something else was the day he got shot to death. So
almost as if somebody knew. Like there was an inside person. Well, we're gonna have to do that. I think once the season's over, we're not gonna do like a show every week. But I think when we do come back, we should do episodes based on the people that the characters are based on. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Cool. Yes. Like it.
Yeah, yes. You guys let us know in the comments too if that's something you'd be vibing with. All right, so before we get to more questions there, because there's lots coming in here. Where are we here? Oh, yes, that's right. Then we see our boy Hong going to meet up with his boyfriend at the club. And he goes to get a drink. And when he's there, he's met by a familiar face. I know it's a little dark there. Can't really tell. But maybe you'd recognize him from here.
Mm-hmm.
Same cop from earlier that pulled a gun and put it right in Hong's face. And Hong went through some serious PTSD at this point and beat the shit out of that cop in the bar, much to the chagrin of his boyfriend. So Hong left, and in the streets, they got into quite the big argument there. And Hong left, you know, he's like, okay, well, this is over. I done fucked up.
But not without saying, you know, this is a fantasy, yeah. You know, and then he, you know, his boyfriend says, I live in this fantasy. I live in this world. So it just showed that they, you know, deep down it would never work. You've got an entire world where, you know, there's that code going in that that's it. Everybody leaves everything at the door. It does not change the raw facts. Yeah. Okay. This is a cop. This is a cop who terrorizes them. And for the cop who terrorized them to turn around and want to get with him, you're the most beautiful. I mean, that's the epitome of just like trauma. And I can't even describe it anymore.
You know how I feel about Hong's boyfriend. I don't trust him. I haven't trusted him since we first saw him. So I'm kind of okay with him trying to peace out on that. Didn't last long there because we went right from there to the Banshee. And Dylan is looking for some repayments here. Was it the Donnelly? I always forget what this family's name is that they got Donahue. The son. Donahue. Yes, Donahue. And he says, hey, listen, I'm going to need your help. You know, we talked with Strickland, and Strickland's not being too kind. So, you know, I say, well, you know what? Put it this way. Some people don't like to do this, and some people do like to burn bridges. And Larry is one of those who loves to burn bridges or blow them
really, up. Really fast burn.
Yes. Really, really fast burn. Unlike my joke right there, which was a very slow burn as I tried to get it to work. That's cool. Your podcast idea. Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Danielle. Didn't Andrew, Francisco says, didn't Andrew play Little Pete somewhere?
I don't know. I don't know if he's been featured. I don't know that person's been featured like that.
Hmm.
So maybe has, maybe hasn't, but I don't know. See if you guys in the comments could tell us.
Yeah, please do. Austin says, man, I definitely get the vibe that, but I'm not going to lie, I'd be kind of salty if Assam had to kill Young June before he and Lee Young had their run back. I just hope they fight but make up afterwards. I think they're going to tease that fight for a while, and we don't see that for, like, at least until the end of next season if they do fight. How are they getting on that train? There's no track. Do you guys think that will be important in the finale? I think it's a different track that they were going on.
Yanmi
can't get away. Like, she's going to have to die. Yeah, I don't think she's long for this world. Didn't Andrew
Dylan strikes again?
Andrew says, and the real Happy Jack was a white guy. I know. Like, listen, you guys finally give us a character on the show and you make him a fucking bad guy. All the black people are bad dudes on this show. Come on now.
Abigail.
We even saw it in this episode with Hong and Happy Jack's right-hand man that took over for him, you know? Sorry. I'm okay with it.
She's a good cook, good egg.
Abigail drugged Lee at the very first time and got him robbed. Like, legit. Like, she just...
But then she killed people for him.
Yes, she has reverse Stockholm syndrome. She has it in the reverse.
She's a Calypso.
I like that. That's a deep cut. Hong presented a legit existential argument. Correct. He always does. Always. Correct.
It was good. One, it was good to see Crazy Hong back. Like that was a yes. That was a moment.
Yes.
That was a moment. And also, it's also actually the first time he's gotten emotional during a action sequence. The others was more like the Joker cackles. I'm like, hey, I like this. But right. But this time was the first time he actually had a reason to really want to hurt the person that he was going against. Well, I guess right. The other times he was saving Assam, but he also enjoyed that.
Exactly. But
it is existential because. If you're a part, because what's that character's name? Marcel. Marcel lives in a very specific environment. He's found a very specific niche that very few people can actually fill, right? Because of his talent, because of his circumstance, because of where he ended up. And he's able to live in that. He says this fantasy is my life, and he's able to live in that fantasy for as long as he's able to do what he does, right? But it's okay. Which level of life are you in, right? So Hong's in the level of life where he has to worry about survival and not dying every day, in whether in hatchet battles or against the police or against anyone who might visit violence against a Chinese person during that time. But Marcel gets to kind of exist in that world of no boundaries, which there is no place, right? So we were talking about that before. It's like, where is this place? Where is this club exactly? You know, it's... And Hong kind of gave us an answer. It's like it's not really anywhere, right? It could be anywhere, so it's nowhere, you know, in a way.
Speaking of Hong, Austin says the interesting thing though is it definitely building up towards a conflict between Assam and Young June, which may or may not lead to death. So where does that leave Hong being in the middle? I know. I think Hong's too loyal. He's loyal to the Tong,
yeah,
and to Young June. I honestly. Because he's in the middle, I think Hong dies. Not this season, but I think next season we're going to lose Hong, which is going to be really upsetting because one of my favorite characters on the show. We say that about every character. But we really mean it with Hong. Let's see. It will be sad to see Hong choose a side. I think he'll choose June. I really hope June lives, even if Assam puts him in a cell somewhere and listens to June's advice from prison in season 4. That's from Daniel Maddox. Austin says Lee's dead girlfriend counts, but they did murder her immediately after showing her the first time. So I don't think it works in their favor, to be honest. Bo killed a slave in my flashback too. So yeah, not great. But to be fair though, he was forced into that, right? That was a slave ring, slave fighting ring. It wasn't like he was going out looking to beat up or kill slaves. I had no particular attachment to Marcel, so won't miss him. Hong was right.
Well, I agree.
And where's Zing? We all directing a couple episodes this season. Yan Mi goes back home, and her family's there, and they're like, "You have brought shame on our family." Lee's there. He's got Chop in his hand with the other Secret Service man.
Mosley,
thank you. And they arrest Yan Mi. And yeah, that's how that ends. And the next scene right after that, Frank touched on it. It's the funeral scene. Opens up with Perry. I was looking, and then I wasn't sure if we had the permission to do it, but I really wanted to play some of Perry's flute during these scenes here.
Oh.
But yeah, I saw somebody post in the Warrior group that Brian has on Facebook, Someone had said, I had always wanted to be cremated, but after seeing this, this is how I want to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and yeah. Frank, isn't that the character for country?
Oh, which
it's
one?
It's not. It's not. I'm not sure which one is it is, but that's not the one.
Gotcha.
I'll have to look at that.
Close.
I'll look at that.
And who?
Again, anyone else in the comments who reads Chinese better than I can also let us know, hopefully.
Oh, mine is so rusty.
And mine is non-existent. And then Hoon, given that just deep, deep speech, which just added to more tears for us all. But the tears, they didn't end there, because as we spoke earlier, then it moved on to Atoy preparing Lai to be buried. And then...
But notice how they mess with us. They mess with us, and that we discussed that, right? That she's wearing white. You know, some people they weren't sure if she died, if you know, Lai died, but she's wearing white. Atoy's wearing white, but Lai's eye is open, so it's messing with you, because you know, again, you could almost think, did she survive? But deep down, you know that she didn't. It's just mess with the emotions. That's what I'm saying.
That's what they do. Danielle, no, I don't think so. She said, or Danielle says, Lee, Choi, Bill Mosley, and Assam will be in a fight against Happy Jack. Happy Jack's dead. Happy Jack died 2 episodes ago. So, but it might be against the second in command, or the new guy that's in charge now. Austin says, yeah, I definitely think Hong bites it at some point, which is going to suck, and I'll probably cry. Marcel lives a pretty sheltered life compared to Hong's experience in the real world, so doesn't get it. I'm hoping it isn't Marcel that takes out Hong. That'll be angry at. It reads bad motherfucker in Chinese, just like my wallet. I'm the one who said I'd like wallet. To send off. Oh, it was you, Derek. That's right. That said that he wanted to be sent off like Father June. So after Lai and Atoy. Strickland's in a meeting or at some club with all his rich friends, and Leary comes and basically tells him that he blew up his bridge, and he's like, I see the gangster has finally reared its head. And then we get this gem.
Bridges. You've never met the gangster.
Oh my god, I just got
those
chills.
Freaking eyes, like,
yes,
like he's a scary dude. Like I'd have to assume in real life, like, he's very scary. And then after that, Assam's walking through the streets, and Mai's brother comes up and is like, my sister's in jail, it's all your fault, blah blah blah. And Assam does the one thing you never do. And he goes and makes a deal with the cops and tells them where the chop is. And yeah, I get it. He's trying to say, oh, dude, make sure you do it when nobody's around and not wanting any of his people to get hurt. But this is Warrior. We know this is going to backfire and everybody's going to get hurt. What are we thinking of Assam right now? I'm going to start with you, Becca.
Reckless, like always.
Yeah.
And what Charles has told him, I have seen people doing the craziest thing, chasing love. This is what he's doing right now. Because if someone finds out, if Yong Jun finds out, it's going to be bloody, bloody.
Yeah, she's dead.
Very bloody, exactly. Go ahead, Steph.
No, that she's dead. I mean, that's what he's doing. He knows that she's dead. That's it. If he doesn't make some arrangements, that's it. Yong Jun won't hesitate, because he knows that Yong Jun will do what it takes for the Tong.
Frank?
Assam's been breaking a lot of things this season, so he'll just continue to do it. Now he's on track to break the whole gang, and he's okay with that. So it's he's gone his own way this year, and because he hasn't made too many good decisions. Like he got Mai Ling out of prison, and then he got Yong Jun and Father Jun from being deported, but then since then it hasn't been too many good decisions, and now he's ready to blow up everything, as they said, for Yami. So it's gonna set up all the almost all the potential chaos for season for the next episode.
Oh hell yeah!
Mm-hmm. What were you
saying? Austin Judd says, brutal scene, especially on rewatch, knowing she's dead, talking about Lai. It's so brutal to have to close up shot on her face, showing what she went through. Nellie's a goat character, the way she was giving permission. Yeah, basically saying, yeah, we're going to do some bad shit. We're going to go biblical on these fuckers, basically. JP says, I'm Filipino-American and love the show for representing Asian men as badasses.
Yes! Bruce
Lee was also been our superhero. Thank you for watching. Mel Lewis says, the season finale is about to be a clusterfuck for the Tongs. Hell yeah. RCR, what's up, RCR? Assam with your should just throw a grenade in the clubhouse, it'd be less violent. Yeah, basically. Austin says, okay, not going to lie, this is one of the few times to me that reminds me this show can very rarely and occasionally get super cheesy in a good way. Leary's a piece of shit racist, but he's so well written, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, Leary's one of the few characters in the show that isn't going to be corrupted from his original cause, right? He's shown Strickland's main leverage is that he can buy people.
Yeah.
And he can't buy Leary. And now Leary's, in many ways, and especially for what happens later, Leary's in many ways has turned the tables. Because up until this point, Leary's kind of been almost like the intern, right? Strickland's trying to bring him into this aristocratic world, saying, hey, see, this is what you can do. See, you got to talk to these kind of people. You got to wait this long before you say this. And this was Leary saying, no, fuck it. I'm doing things the way I've been doing them. I'm just doing them to people higher up the ladder now.
Yeah.
But
a boot on the neck. A boot on the neck feels the same on anybody, no matter what.
Yeah, you'll break the same. So he's saying, and what he said earlier when he saw Strickland fence, he's like, oh, no, I like to use my own hands. And now he's using his own hands the way he knows how against people who are higher up the bar that he could squeeze for more. So
it's insane.
All of the comments, meaning the dynamics of that, meaning the railroad and the character of Strickland. You already know, people, the harsh reality is the railroad gets built by people like Strickland. So we know the deep down reality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People like Strickland won.
Danielle says, I'm kind of disappointed in Assam. Like, he'd go chase a young lady over young June. Young June isn't in a good headspace, but he's not trying to kill him. RCR says, Assam could roll a grenade in the clubhouse to be less violent. And Austin says, what's most surprising to me is how conflicted I feel. A testament to the writing. I can't say Assam is entirely wrong, but neither is Young June or Lee Young. My Ling, the only truly selfish one. Yeah. I don't understand how she survives.
I don't think you can say My Ling is a truly selfish one either, though, because she's helped Assam in a couple of times where she didn't have to. She could have just let him, even in season one, she could just let him go back or get locked up. She didn't have to do anything. She took a risk by walking into that Irish house and having Leon rough up the family and her blackmailing. So she's not completely selfish either. I think more this season is just Assam not thinking before he does stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Young June is also a character who's progressing more into that Michael Corleone figure, but the whole time he's been pretty loyal to Assam. He tried to get Assam out of jail when he got locked up in season one. In season one, episode 9, when he got beaten to a comatose state by Leong, he tried to ask for Father June to have him back, and Father June said no.
Yep.
And Assam is, you know, getting attached to the girl who's just supposed to help out temporarily, right? And that could potentially sink the friendship he's had for the past couple of years. I mean, these two guys have fought life and death together countless times.
Mm.
So it's... He's not thinking clearly, Assam. I mean, so
interesting comment here from Daniel. The Irish were literally the Chinese 30 years ago. I mean, I think they're trying to say 30 years prior to
exactly
the story. Why is their memory so short? Americans hated them and still treat them lesser. Larry said he fought for the country. The Exclusion Act was only taken away after the Chinese joined us in World War II.
Danielle, bingo, bingo, bingo. And I think it was one of the podcasts where the historian was saying that, you know, that's look up the dates. I didn't look up the dates, but look up the dates of when, you know, these migrations happened of the Chinese and when the Irish came for the potato famine and, you know, how the Irish survived and so on. And where, and, you know, they said basically they went to the West Coast to establish their whiteness, and they, the ones who stayed on the East Coast became anti-Black in order to establish their whiteness. So these characters are all there in history.
Francisco says, I knew when Leary offered the Donnellys a job at night, it'd be something gnarly. Yeah, he went straight up IRA on that. So Danielle says, My Ling was a great person and then got destroyed by a piece of shit. She is the making of a supervillain. Yeah, I get that she tried to kill him. It ruined her, but she will not suffer again. Yeah, she's a survivor, and she's going to lash out to survive. Austin says, okay, but the difference is that My Ling only helps people when it's not an inconvenience. Sure. Her ordering Assam's death kind of proved it. At the end of the day, My Ling will always choose herself. She didn't order his death. She just didn't say no for Liang to stop in that battle to the death. Mm-hmm. I guess
she ordered it. Liang wouldn't have done it if she hadn't nodded. So
that's true. That's true. I'm trying to give her an out here, okay? Then we move on, and Hong, we see him back checking out Marcel singing. I don't know why, but I still don't trust Marcel, and I have a feeling if Hong doesn't die from being caught in the middle, I have a feeling it's going to be Marcel's going to have him killed somehow, or Marcel does it himself.
Maybe he's actually super talented at throwing knives, and he jumps in the final battle.
Oh.
Maybe.
You thought I was just a singer. No.
I'll show you, Young June, what you do with knives. And then the episode ending with Chow. Oh, wow. There's a couple of things, actually. Chow meeting up with Assam.
What did you do?
Yeah, what did you do? Where's all this? This isn't fake chop. Yeah, and then he spills the beans. He takes off. And then Happy Jack's replacement shows up. And is like, you're dead. There's nothing you can give me that's going to make me not want to kill you. And Chow's like, well, how would you like your plates back? I know where they're going to be because Assam just told me. And now I'm telling you. And I get it. He's doing it to save his life. But the people that I used to love on this show are a lot of people I don't trust anymore on this show. I feel like I can't trust Han. I can't trust Chow because I feel like Chow will always put Chow first no matter what. Assam will always put what Assam thinks is right first, I find. Young June is just fucking Fredo. You can't trust him. He's just going to go off the deep end at any point. And I feel like the only person you can trust on this show are Lee and Lee Young, the two Lees, Lee and Lee. You know, I don't know. You're welcome. I'm a dad. Shut up. what do you guys think, though? Am I off here? I feel like we can trust Bill again now, but
more than we can trust some others.
Now that he has power, though, I don't know if we're going to still be able to trust him
because Buckley wants to use him. But you know what I keep thinking about with Hong? I mean, Chow, you know, and the saving his own skin. Well, I can tell you where they are. Did you hear what he said? Oh, they're moving them. It's only going to be a couple of guys. So I think Chow just did a masterful move because then you jump ahead and we see the previews. Okay, all hell's going to break loose. But think about it. All hell breaking loose is probably going to save Assam and Yanmi's ass in a certain way. I think everybody's going to show up. The Happy Jacks, you know, crew is going to show up. You have the cops that are showing up. And then you've got the Hop Way. So
it's going to be bloodshed,
right?
It's
but
going to be a lot of bloodshed.
Nobody necessarily knows who did what to backstab, so it may actually save Assam's ass with Young Jun. That's my prediction.
We'll see. We'll see. Austin says, "All I'm saying is, if the roles were reversed, do you think My Ling would ever agree to to a deal like Assam did, where she'd lose half her money. Trauma causes her to seek power to protect herself.
Yes.
Yeah. Danielle, I still hate her. I hope she has to run to Assam because no one is left. No, she doesn't have very many people left. The cop, and Marcel and Hong may have a fight. The cop might kill one of them. I trust Leary to be Leary all the time, and Lucy. Yeah, Leary, you can't trust him not to kill you, but you can trust him to always stick to his principles and
be Leary.
Yeah.
He has a code.
This was fantastic twist at the end of the episode. Seriously, I love Chalo so damn much. He and Atoy are definitely the two top characters. I can't be mad protecting himself here. Mm-hmm. Not at this one, but this isn't the first time we've seen this type of thing out of Chow. I don't know. I love Hoon Lee, but I don't know about Chow.
Regarding Mai Ling, I was thinking that she was all happy at the wedding and talking like peace and like we deserve this. We can be one tongue together. That's because she's the chief. That's because she's the leader and she's taking half of the money of the halfway, mm-hmm. like she has them in her hand. Now, okay, now we can have peace because I am the leader of you. So that's fine. Let's be just one family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Danielle says, Mai Ling has lost everything. And she trusts Atoy not to betray Assam. I think she is his true love. I don't know about true love. I just think they're the true best friends.
Yes.
I don't think there's any type of romantic feelings towards either one of them. That was established early in the first season.
They got that done in the first episode. They're like, will they, won't they? All right, they did.
Yeah.
Move on. They cut people together.
Oh my God! I think the last episode will be like the last scene in True Romance. So True Romance is probably my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie ever, and because he wrote that one, didn't direct it. But that last scene, it's not the last scene, but you mean the last action scene, the big shootout in the producer's room where everybody gets dead. And Clarence gets shot in the eye. If you haven't seen True Romance, go and check that out. That's a fucked up, fun movie. I don't know what you're saying this for. From your lips to God's ear, per Yami. I forget what we said about her. That she survives? Let's hope so. Also, like, if we get another season, Penny is going to come back. We may even get a teaser next episode. She's going to have to come back and blow up Buckley's mayorship big time. Yeah, that'd be great. I wonder
where all her money is. He's been spending her money.
Yeah. Interesting theme for Chow this season has been his loyalties and lack of ties. I loved his speech about freedom earlier in the train car. Yes. It explains his headspace perfectly. Where does he go next? Out of Chinatown. I think a lot of them are going to have to leave Chinatown. Hoping Chow has a ruse cooked up so he's not blowing up the whole situation. He may try. Mai Ling is not a leader. Her brother came for her. He will leave with her head or the crown on her head. The portrait is no lie. And Penny needs to come out as Lady Joker. I don't get it.
Coming out of the asylum.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, so like come out like Harley Quinn?
Calling a song, Puddin'.
So. Oh, Puddin'. I would like her to come back as a like Catwoman. What's the name of the character?
Selena Kyle.
Selena Kyle
was completely crazy. Like, revenging.
Have you thought about this a few times?
Rebecca's definitely thought about this before.
Penny actually throws knives.
Well, I think we all want to see Penny back as well. Especially next season. And maybe...
Of them.
And also maybe this.
Yes. Where is he?
We will find out soon, I'm sure. He directed two episodes this season, which means Zing is still in their mind. So I don't know. I'm hoping we get a tease, like someone said earlier, of both Penny and Zing at the end of this next episode.
Yeah, because
I hope it's a teaser. It's
completely weird if they don't even mention Zing after this finale episode with this scene. They didn't bring it up.
Yeah, that's just
ever this season.
That's just messed up. All right, so coming close to the end of the show here, I am going to go around and ask everybody who your MVP of this episode was. Do you have one already? Becca, do you have one already?
Oh my God.
Frank, do you have one already?
Leary.
Yeah, it's hard not to say Leary in this episode.
By the way, Strickland still has not met the gangster.
No, but he's about to.
Yeah, it's he still has his racist actions, racist sentiments towards the Chinese. But every time him and Assam have had any dialogue,
it's been
they've actually come to an agreement afterwards, or at least he would defer to Assam. So he has his own purpose, which is to get his people working, and he's not unhinged to where he doesn't recognize a certain amount of resistance and a certain amount of danger and going forward a certain way, right? Like the riot in Chinatown was not led by Leary,
right?
No. And Leary was against going back in and said, "Hey, we went in last time and we met a whole lot of issues."
Yeah,
right. So he has his own goals, which he's focused on meeting, which in his mind is the right thing to do for what he wants, right? Or what his people want.
Yeah.
So now he's, like I was saying earlier, he's reclaiming that power back. So I think in this episode, he got re-promoted as one of the primary villains or primary figures. I don't know if it's fair to even call him a pure villain anymore. So
dig it. Steph?
Very true, very true. Because I was torn back and forth between Leary and Young Jun, because Leary just the scenes and his facial expressions, exactly what Frank said. It's reestablishing his position here in this show. But just the smile when he throws down the railroad spike, it's just priceless. So his expressions are priceless. You're getting a taste of what he's going to do to protect himself after he's been screwed by Strickland. But Young Jun, it was so much of the emotion and those meaningful scenes and the special moments. I mean, they're just heart-wrenching. So yes, exactly. That just tore me apart.
So Young Jun was yours?
Yeah, I mean, yes, the emotion. I was a mush, total mush.
Becca?
Lie.
Oh,
yeah, because she totally went by herself to do what she thought was right to do, acting on her own. So yeah, she was very brave. She was like, I have to do this. I have to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That a girl?
Oh.
Yeah, what a dick. What a dick. Strickland's going down. That's all I know.
He's a strong character. Mm-hmm. It is important this season to have a character like him. Mm. He's to oppose our heroes. Mm-hmm. I mean, not our anti-heroes that we like.
Yeah. Well, for me this week, I had Leary as mine too. Like Leary was just the standout this episode. Bill, it was all about Bill as the standout of the MVP last week. This week it was Leary for me. I mean, some serious honorable mention to Perry, of course, for an amazing performance. And I don't just mean here, but I mean like that whole scene with him and Jason. I mean, it's just some fantastic acting. My boy, I mean, broke me. Yeah, I mean it's hard not to go with Leary though, honestly. This episode he's showing us his conviction and his strength of conviction as well. And I mean, oh my God, Dean Jagger is a scary, scary motherfucker.
That fight scene. Oh my God.
Yes. You are waiting. You are really leaving. You're just making us wait to discuss that scene.
What, the fight scene?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? That's funny because I didn't add the picture here, and I definitely do have it. I've got a couple pictures. Did I not? Oh, I may not have actually saved them over. Oh, that's sad. Because I did make them up. But yeah, go ahead. As you guys are doing that, I'll get it done up real quick.
He made some very different moves from
what
he used to. He came out of boxing to like doing kicks and turns and lots of things different.
Straight up wrestling.
Very brutal, very unexpected. That scene was like shocking.
With Petra in the background, their trainer.
Is that who that was?
He got body slammed. So Dean gets to body slam their trainer who made them work and work and work. So he was in there. So that was lovely. But I don't think we saw him kill Petra out of those five guys.
Well, I mean, I don't think, did anybody survive from that?
That was my favorite action scene of Louis. No.
I think that was either shot or heads broken in with a hammer or heads broken in with a bar counter.
How fast did I? Oh yeah,
my gosh.
Yep. I swear that is the scene from American History.
That was my post in the group, and
yep, I did it too. I'm like, I have PTSD. That is the curb scene from American History X.
Yes.
My wife has gotten into the show this with the coming out of season 3, right? So we had to do a quick catch up. Seasons 1 and 2, we binged those in like 3 days. I re-binged them, and she's been watching the episodes, but you know, she still hasn't seen that last scene. She sees the last scene that she sees in this episode is them walking into the bar, the guy putting a gun in his head, literally saying, "Mind if I finish my beer first?" Yeah. And the last thing she hears is just
that scream. Like, I mean, that scream at the end, primal. Like, it's a primal scream. And I mean, Leary is just a bad, bad, bad mamma jamma, if you will. And you talked about that curb stomp, or as I like to call it, the bar stomp.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, folks. For those of you that are listening to the podcast, this is why you watch. So you can see. It was definitely brutal. And what a way to end the episode as well. I mean, and just solidifying that Leary is the MVP, at least for myself and Frank. But yeah, so that's about it. We made it all the way through the show there. Before we go, I'm going to give you each a turn to say something here. Steph, tell us a little something about what you liked about the show as I put up all your social medias here for people to follow.
It was so complete, right? You had the action, you had the drama, you're seeing some of the shenanigans and the, you know, manipulations all in one episode. So they covered so much and yet made us emotional and also had the action that made us like, oh my God, that's badass. So it was such a complete episode. And yeah. I mean, I was, I had to cry. I think I've watched it 3 times so far, definitely cried multiple times. So it was just perfect. That was a perfect episode for me.
Awesome. And you can find Steph on Instagram at Asian Hip Hop Hippie.
So you ready? Asian Hapa Hip Hop Hippie.
Asian Hapa Hip Hop Hippie.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say.
Say it fast.
I just did. Frank, your turn, brother. As I remind people, for Frank, you can follow him on IG at Frank and Martial Arts. Frank, what did you think of this last episode?
Right there. I was trying to keep. There we go. Caught it. We all thought this was going to be the big explosive episode. Because in season 2, that was the 9th episode.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they're setting up for the 10th episode this time. Father June and Young June had one of the most emotional scenes in this series so far.
Yes.
Lai deserved better than to go out that way, yes. In my opinion.
Agreed.
And Leary has reestablished himself, as well as Bill.
Yes, man.
He kind of and also Leary put Strickland in his place a little bit when he said that you never met the gangster. When you said, well, that too, but when you said, when you went up to Strickland at that dinner party and you said you've never met the gangster, you can see Strickland kind of go back a little bit. He was in control. He was cool hand Luke the whole time, but that in that moment, I think he kind of had to recognize Leary a little.
He had a little bit of a puckering of his sphincter at that point.
Rebecca, like a lemon.
Rebecca, as I get ready to put. And I remind everybody that they can follow you on IG at Rebecca Nishi and also at Warrior Max Geek and Warrior Max Fans. What did you think of this final episode? Or not final episode, but this episode.
Yeah, what I like about this series is that every character is so deep. You always want to know more about everyone. Mm-hmm. There's no like superficial character, so you always get involved in every story, and this episode was like very how can I say, full of emotions from everyone. Any character in this episode had like a moment.
Mm-hmm.
and I have to say that Clement Lee, one mm-hmm. of our on the fan base, he wrote a very piece, very good piece, analysis of this episode you should read. And I have to say that this episode was directed by Lonnie Peristeri, which is the specialist in explosions. So you always have to have some bombs and fire in the episode.
We definitely had some here.
And he directed the third season of The Witcher, another show that we love.
Yes, I saw that too.
So yeah, it's a great episode. Great episode written by Bradley Kane, which is one of the writers that has been in Warrior since the beginning. He also wrote some episodes for Tokyo Vice. So this episode is like star.
The stars came out for this episode, as they do for this show, it seems. For me, of course, you can follow me at Rat G Zeus on YouTube, or you can follow me on IG at Zeus_Fleming_actor. If you like, feel free to. This was a great episode. I mean, like Frank said, we thought this was going to be like the all out bloodshed episode leading into the final, but it looks like that's actually going to be the final episode next week. And
I think it's gonna be a long one. This one's a short one. Next one, they're saving it all to the end, it looks like.
All I know is this cannot be the end of Warrior. Next week cannot be the end for us all. They've got something so special on their hands here, and it just feels good that we've been along since I feel like the beginning, you know, and it's been fun.
And it's lots of things happening. Have you seen that they are going to release animation, Bruce Lee animation?
Yes. I shared that in on the page there. Yeah, that's great. I can't wait for that one. It's going to be fun. All right, so we got some comments here. I want to get through everybody here so before we get out of here. All right, so RCR says, you know, Zing is right around the corner. It's coming. It's been so long. Daniel Maddox says, it's been so long. Penny wasn't able to make the season. I'm hoping Zing makes an appearance in the very last scene. JP Images says, Leary has become an even more interesting character. Notice nobody wants to say he's a good character, but we all kind of low-key love him, even though we hate that he hates, you know, Chinese. So
I wouldn't say I love him. I would say I respect him more and
more. Fair. That's probably the better way to say it. Austin says that teaser of Zhang looks like he's found out one of the bars is loose or something. He definitely busting out of prison. Maybe he's going to come back and overthrow Mai Ling and Assam will save her. Yeah, that was from the last scene of the final episode of last season.
Mm-hmm.
Too. Derek says, love you guys. What's up? Say what's up to Matt. See you online.
Love you, Derek.
Love you.
Thank you, Derek.
Yay!
One of our biggest supporters. RCR says, MVP Li Yong, he finally threw down his colors and stood up
against
Mai Ling.
Yes.
Austin says, liar Young Jun for me personally as MVP, although chaos speech at the funeral literally gave me goosebumps every time and makes me teary-eyed. So I really want to give it to him just for that scene alone. Yeah. This live stream was a blast, guys. You did such a good job. Thank you, Francisco.
Thank you for tuning in.
Austin, you can really tell they're setting up this as a potential series finale just in case, while also leaving potential for more still. I don't think we're going to walk away with a happy feeling. No, I don't think we will either.
Not like Happy Jack.
No, no happy ending for him. I'm not even sorry. Dynamatic says Assam has had no fight scenes in a while. He better have a badass one at the end or I will sue.
Oh, it's there. It's in the previews. It's definitely coming.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you're so right about that, though. They did lie dirty off screening her like that. And you know that man gonna talk shit about her next episode when fighting a boy.
Yes.
That's and what'll happen is he'll probably be winning the fight against a toy, and then he'll start talking smack about Lai, and that's when she's gonna go all fucking Hulk Hogan, fucking Hulk up and you, brother. No,
or she'll stab him, and then Leary will pick him up and choke slam him onto the next floor down.
That would be pretty awesome. I'm not gonna lie. And as he falls to the last floor, falls through the floor, and there's Nellie Davenport standing over him with a shotgun.
For sale.
Boom, bitch. Austin says, this was one of the few series that makes my heart pound out of my chest and gives me a genuine anxiety. It's so unpredictable. Feel the tension for the characters every fight.
Yes.
It's got to end with a huge bang for sure, one way or the other. 7 seasons in a movie. Well, I said 6 in a movie, but hey, I'll do it. It will have a cliffhanger fact. I agree, Daniel.
Of course.
And Austin says, so obviously the Exclusion Act is going to pass when they get a future season. That's going to be super interesting to how it plays out. It's going to affect the world a lot. Zeus may be right earlier saying we may leave. Or maybe right earlier saying we leave. What?
Is there another comment after that?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully he's still there.
Oh, it's coming. Saying we leave, cliffhanger is going to be Penny calling it. JP says a toy going to go full Batman, and Li Yong is my MVP. Awesome, folks. This has been a great show. A lot of you showed up again. I want to give a shout out to Brian, who runs the Fantastic Warrior Group.
Yes,
over on Facebook, folks. If you're watching us on YouTube and you don't follow too much stuff on Facebook, do yourself a favor. You love the show because you're watching us, so you must love Warrior. Go over, give the group a like and follow over there. There's lots of stuff posted daily. I'm thinking, and I'm going to put this out to the rest of the tong here as well, but maybe adding a segment where we do each of us give our favorite Warrior group comment of the week. So, because every week we see people say funny shit in that group and or just stuff that we like, and we'll share it with each other. So maybe we'll do something like that for it as well. I meant when Zeus said that several characters may leave Chinatown. My bad for wording it badly with the character limit. All good. Yeah, and it's not even so much that you worded it badly. It's just I'm a stoner and forget everything I say. All right, folks, I hope you had a fantastic time. Oh, next week is just going to be so stay with us, folks. It's going to be one hell of a finish. I want to say for Stephanie Young-Pratt, for Frank Jean, for Rebecca Nishi. We've had an absolute blast with you, as we do each and every week. And as we do each and every week, we mess up our sign-off, but we're going to do it this week by leaning this way and say, hey, it's time to
let's get sticky icky.
One of these days we'll do that properly. Sticky icky. Lots of love.